So I'm going to try to go as fast as I can here on these 50 slides that I brought. Just to give a little bit of an intro, Smartfield is a small company located in Lubbock, Texas. Our company was founded based on a USDA patent. I don't know if you're familiar with the patent, but it's called Biotic, and it was aimed at irrigation. Smartfield has actually improved on the patents and made several patents more in terms of canopy temperature measurement, and it aimed to irrigation, but also to phenotyping, because canopy temperature can be an excellent predictor, and it is an excellent predictor of plant stress. So our goal is to provide data on a continuous manner, do it in a timely fashion, and also that brings value to the customer. If the customer is not seeing the value, obviously the company is not going to last too long. So we believe that that is the key for any technology that is out there. So if you want to remember about the company, we are concentrated 100% on canopy temperature, or I would say 98%, and then the rest is irrigation tools. Second is continuous canopy temperature measurement is the way that we believe will create a difference. We are not against episodic data collection with drones or satellites. I think all of those bring value to the customer. We believe that for phenotyping, continuous capture, we provide 96 data points a day throughout the season, can tell you the whole story across the season. And we also have an index where we convert these canopy temperatures into stress units that you can actually compare throughout the season, and we have algorithms for different crops. Going back to the tool that we have for phenotyping, this is a tool that is an actual FLIR camera that has been customized by our engineers. And if you look at, it's a high-resolution camera, infrared, but also brings a visual camera. And it has a high-performance pan tilt system, so you can put it outside the field. It's not invasive, and it actually can move 360 degrees. And you can phenotype different species at the same time. What happens here is that we collect the raw energy values from the field via the pixels, and I'll show you a picture here of how we do that. We also have this system 50 foot, so. By having a system outside the field or even inside the field, you have to account for different measurements because it has an angle. So there's a lot of mathematics involved into the algorithm, and we have refined that internally, and it's a proprietary equation for the company. That's what the system looks. This is a particular example in Europe. We did an experiment in Germany, also one in Spain, and so trying to figure out the best way to transfer that data. We use, if you can see here, we use a satellite to transfer the data. There's a lot of information going through the system. We collect terabytes of information. It makes it really difficult when you analyze that big data. We want to call it more than big data. We want to call it actionable data. And we believe that just by crunching that data and giving you an index, it makes your life a lot easier and less lines in Excel to run through. Here's an example of the areas of measurement. So you can actually put the camera in the field, and you can look at several basically pixels in that frame. And this is just a composite of multiple images that we stitch together. But each of those, we have a semi-automatic system where you draw areas of measurements or regions of interest automatically, but then we have to go and modify some to give you valid data. For instance, if you see this particular plot here below, it has a skip. So if we actually don't exclude that, you will have soil temperature that will bias your results. So, and we also detect a lot of border effect, and we try to remove that as well. So in the end, our quality assurance team gets the job to actually modify these areas of measurement and give you just the data that you are going to require. If you imagine doing your phenotyping or your analysis of treatments in the field, and you have skips in a 15-foot plot, if you lose two or three plants, you may be throwing off a pretty good hybrid for low yield, because of population bias. So we believe that canopy temperature can actually get around that issue and give you really nice data. This is just a particular example of what you will look in a false color image, where you look at a different crops, and in this particular experiment, the ones in blue are less stressed, and we were able to identify the strongest performer a few weeks in advance of their process. This particular company used this information to move some of the products forward. And again, if there was a message here, continuous canopy temperature measurements is important, and you can use this particular predictor to separate treatments of any kind besides irrigation. So thank you.